I don't okay. know. I didn't even hear that. thank you. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. We'll call meeting to order. If everybody please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next up is the approval of the minutes for the regular meeting on November 23rd. And then those will be approved as written. And the approval of the minutes from the closed session. Discussion changes. Next up is the treasurer's report. Excuse me, for November 2021. Is there any discussion on that? Okay. All right. Hearing none, that'll be filed for audit. The president's report. Charlie asked me to tell everybody that he bought tickets to a concert 3 months ago to take his family to tonight. He didn't realize it was a board meeting night, so I wanted everybody to know why he was gone. I have a lot I'd like to say about character, but I think I'm going to abstain from that tonight. I'll save that for another time, so that's all. Next up is the chief's report.
All right, for the month of November, we had four fire incidents, none of which were structure fires, 62 medical emergency incidents, four motor vehicle accidents, two hazardous condition, two service calls, 17 various good intent calls, four false alarms, for a total of 95 incidents. And that puts us at 1,209 for the year 2021. And you know, we're still behind a little bit as of this date from last year, but the guys have been pretty busy so far in December. So we'll see how the year ends up. We had no public education events recorded, six PR events recorded, a total of four inspections, and for training in November, we had 2 days of training at the Southern Platte facility, and with our weekly training included, it comes to 482.25 hours of training. Under maintenance, only a couple of big things. I have spoken with Precision regarding the truck that's in the refurb process. They were waiting on a couple of valve kits, and it kind of sounded like maybe it would be ready this week for us to come down and do a final inspection on it. So it's slowly getting there. The new squad is still basically out of service. We're waiting on a couple of parts on the front suspension of that. And then the 2019 tanker is out of service. It needs to go back to another shop to have a bad throttle linkage looked at. Under administration, we did have two firefighter interviews in early December, the MOFAD quarterly meeting, and then as you see, several sessions of ESO training for the new reporting software. And on the 21st, we completed the annual inspection of all the school district buildings. So that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Thank you
very much. Public comment, Craig?
Craig Ryan, I'm giving my address. It's 1505 Northeast 77th Street, Kansas City, Missouri, 64118. Good? So the last time I stood before this board was in May of 2020 to tell you how grateful I was that I was able to take a month off from work to be at home with my wife for her first of what turned into three back surgeries. Today I'm here for something entirely different. I'm here to tell you why I quit. I don't know if you know that I quit, but I'm here to tell you why I quit. I'm here because I care. I care about these guys. I care about what happens in this community, and I care just about even you all. I care. This doesn't benefit me at all. I get nothing out of it. There's not a thing I stand to gain out of any of it. But the pay proposal approved by the board last month, with the exception of Mr. Laybourne, is completely inadequate. It felt more like a slap in the face, honestly. So the next morning, I called, met with Spider Tools, and ultimately accepted a job position shortly within a few days. So I will be walking away from almost 11 years of full-time firefighting experience with, I'm going to a new job, it's completely unrelated. I'll be in the workforce for 10 more years before I retire, but the plan I felt was so poor I had no choice. I'm a good employee. I put my heart, my soul, and my body into this for a decade, and I'm going to walk away with little more than a few scars and some bad memories. No industry cares. No other department will pay me for my time. So I leave here with nothing. I don't get to take any of this and do anything with it. It's done. We all waited for the tax. We waited through the previous board. You guys remember them. We waited through the previous administration. We all remember them. We walked door to door for board members and ballot measures. We spent our union money, comes from our paychecks, to get some of you elected and get that tax passed. The relief we felt when it was finally passed is completely deflated. Many of the guys here, myself included, have spent their prime years waiting for the tax and the promise of a brighter future, but here we are on the cusp of doubling the department, and I'm going to walk away. I know that I would have the opportunity to be a captain in the future, and I understand that the competition comes with that, but I will not be captain of a revolving door. I would work with, train, and develop people who would wisely walk away and go somewhere where they're valued. There's a market for firefighters, like it or not. There's a market for what you pay them, whether you like it or not. CJC starts your firefighters at $49,000 for an EMT. Now, after 11 years, I would be making less than that. That's crazy to me. That can't be okay. If this board does not do everything in its power to be competitive with the market, you're doing nothing more than exploiting the loyalty of the people that stay. At the last meeting, the board member said that you're responsible to the taxpayer. I completely agree with you. But you're also responsible for the services organization provides. You're responsible if your decisions cause massive turnover. You're responsible if your decisions cause you to delay open station 3 because you can't hire people. And you can't keep them around and keep them trained. You're going to be responsible for that too. You're going to have to answer just to those same citizens you were telling me or telling us last time. I'm not here to tell you that you've got to be the top paying department. That's not what it's about. It's about being competitive in the market and understanding that that's how it's got to work. I'm not an angry, disgruntled employee. I'm a guy who loved this job. I love the guys I work with. I'm here telling you, you have the opportunity to fix it. You guys vote on things, you can fix these things. But if you don't, I promise you, this will not be your last conversation like this. I promise. I'm just the first domino to fall. You gotta do something. If you don't fix that, these other guys are gonna leave. And it's not because they're angry either. It's because there's a market that exists and it's only appropriate when they think about their future and the time they get to spend with their families that they get paid appropriately for that. They're not demanding. None of what was demanded. You didn't even trust the chief's plan. You said no to his recommendation. None of what those plan, this the current proposal you have, it's completely inadequate. Just telling you, you got to do better. Like I said, I don't stand to gain from it. I'm telling you, for your sake, for the community's sake, before this turns into a revolving door and you've got what you had when I got here in 2011, which was a bunch of people with no experience, running fire calls and running these calls and expected to teach other people. It's just not enough. That's all.
Thanks. Sorry, we can't comment on it since it's not on the
I understand. I didn't think you would.
Yeah. I'll let you go 3 minutes over. So.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. I was hoping that I'd be able to. But thank you.
No problem. All right. We do not have any old business. New business is the approval of adjustments to the 2021 operating budget.
So what I included in the packet, some year-end changes. We didn't make any adjustments at the mid-year. There are several small changes, areas that we were close or went over or were under budget in that we can increase or decrease. The three largest areas are our workers' compensation insurance. And as I explained in the letter, That is our premium that's predicted for 22. So that's the kind of big increase there. And that is, you know, solely based on payroll. The other is the entire Series 1000 equipment, vehicle and equipment maintenance. If there's a better way to estimate that, I'm all ears. But we had some several repairs that were expensive, and you know, just as I referenced, the price of tires and everything is substantially going up there. And then lastly, of the larger lines, is line 1430, which we used for training materials and buying props and so forth, that the firefighters used for building and modifying what we have down at Station 1. Earlier in the year, my intent was to roll all that into a 2021 capital improvement project. When that, we had to go a different route there because of the limitations of what we could build. That's where I went to, you know, I wanted to accomplish the same things that were still acceptable, but I just did it out of that budget. So, but I'd be happy to discuss any of the other revisions that are to the budget.
Anybody have any questions on that? Well, I'll move that we accept all of those budget adjustments as written.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. All right, so notice is now hereby given that the Smithville Area Fire Protection District will conduct a meeting at 7 p.m. on December 28th. The tentative agenda of this meeting also includes a vote to close part of this meeting pursuant to Section 610.021 RSMO, hiring, firing, disciplining, or promoting of particular employees by public governmental body when personal information about the employee is discussed or recorded. So I will move that we close the open session and move into executive session.
Second.
I will call vote. Bob?
Yes.
I am a yes. Brian?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
All right. Thank you all for coming. The next meeting is January 25th.